ESL Traveling Reading Passage Book by Leola Motley. Copyright, C, 2018, all rights reserved by Leola's Publications. Many English learners travel and are not able to express themselves. This is very frustrating and difficult for them. In this ESL Traveling Reading Passage audio, learners will learn how to express themselves and identify certain words when traveling. Their grammar and vocabulary skills will also improve. In this audio, learners will have thinking questions, do a dialogue, a reading passage, and other fun things. This audio covers traveling and speaking in English. It's difficult to communicate effectively in English when a person doesn't speak English well. The activities in this book will help ESL learners in many ways. They will be able to see English words and sentences. This will help to see how they are used, which will help form a connection with the language. Part A, Reading Passage. When I travel, I love staying at the Hilton. At the Hilton, they make you feel special. They have such great room service, and the staff is always pleasant. The Hilton has the cleanest rooms, and their breakfast is great. They also have free high-speed internet and a business center. Answer the questions. How do they make you feel at the Hilton? What is the staff like? What is the Hilton's room service like? Are their rooms clean? What kind of breakfast do they offer? What are their amenities like? Would you stay at the Hilton? Why or why not? Part A/Exercise 1, Dialogue. Sally, what types of amenities does this hotel offer? Tim, this hotel has free high-speed internet and a business center. Sally, does it come with a room upgrade? Tim. Yes. Sally, does it has a continental breakfast? Tim. Yes. Sally, what time is check-in? Tim. Check-in is at 3 p.m. Sally, what time is check-in? Tim, you must check out by 11 a.m. Reading passage. When I travel in the summer, I rent a vacation home on the beach for my family. My favorite beaches are Myrtle Beach and Santa Monica Beach. The beach is so relaxing, my family just loves the beach. My children can stay on the beach all night. My daughter loves to make sand castles and my son loves to run on the beach. Although I rent my vacation homes on the beach, I must still have an indoor pool. Part A/Exercise 2, Answer the questions. Do you like traveling? How often you do travel? What are your favorite traveling places? Who you travel with? Do you stay in hotels prefer to or resorts? What kind of hotel or resort do you like? What is your favorite hotel or resort? What is your least likely favorite hotel or resort? Part A, Exercise 3, repeat the following words and make sentences with them. Resort. Hotel. Amenities. High-speed internet. Room upgrade. Continental breakfast. Check-in. Check-out. Part B, Traveling. My friend Jason wants me to take a trip with him in March. Jason wants to fly to LA. To get to LA, Jason and I will have to change planes twice. When traveling by plane, I often get scared. I think my fear of heights often consumes me. I really want to go with Jason, but the thought of changing planes twice really freaks me out. Jason and I have been friends since we were 8 years old. Jason rarely asks me to go any place with him, whereas I ask Jason to go everywhere with me. Jason is such a wonderful friend. If I tell Jason I don't want to go, I think he would be really upset with me, and it could strain our friendship. I'm in bad dilemma. If I go with Jason, I would not have a good time, because of my fear of planes. If I don't go with Jason, he may never forgive me. Answer the below questions. Would I be a bad person if I don't go with Jason? Would you go with Jason? Would you make up an excuse not to go? Would you tell Jason the truth? Would you just stay quiet and hope Jason changes his mind? Do you know someone like Jason? If you were Jason and I didn't go, how would you feel? Would you still want to be friends with me, if I didn't go and you were Jason? Thinking questions. Imagine if you were in JFK Airport and you were lost and you didn't speak English well. Now imagine asking people for directions, and everyone you asked were sending you to different places. As a result, you missed your flight, and was stuck in New York for the night. Would you be angry? Would you be scared? Would you make the best of it? What would you do? Imagine you are on a plane and the stewardess is rude. Would you say something? Would you ignore it? What would you do? Imagine having to catch a flight for a business trip, and after waiting in line for a lengthy period to get on the plane, it was announced that the plane was overbooked. Afterward, another announcement was made that tickets could be purchased for a higher amount. When going to the ticket booth to see how much another ticket would cost, your luggage was stolen. What would you do? Part B, Exercise 1, Eating Out. I am a very picky eater. Because I am a picky eater, I'm very selective about the places I eat at, and who takes my order. My friend John is the opposite. He loves to eat, and doesn't care where he eats at. One day, John and I went to Fridays. The waiter came to the table and was sniffing. He appeared to have a cold. His eyes looked runny, and he looked as if he was sick. When he went to take our order, I asked him if another waiter could take our order. My friend John seemed to be embarrassed by this. When the waiter went to get someone else to take our order, my friend John said he was embarrassed, and that what I did was mean. I, on the other hand, disagree. Answer the below questions. Do you think John had a reason to be embarrassed? Do you think I was mean to the waiter? Was John overreacting? Was I overreacting? Would you have let the waiter took your order? If it was you, what would you have done? Part B, Exercise 2, Tell me about your favorite restaurant. Answer the below questions. What kind of restaurant do you enjoy eating at? What is the name of it? What is it known for? Is it a big restaurant or a small one? What do you like to eat there? Is it expensive? How often do you go there? What kind of food do you like to eat when traveling? Part B, Exercise 3, Make sentences with the below words. John. Restaurant. Waiter. Embarrassed. Order. Eat expensive. Traveling. Tongue twisters, repeat after me. Two witches, watches botches. Stew flew through do. Watch swatch botch notch. No one can win like a tin tin can. 10 swatches, notches, botches. That concludes this audio. Have a great day.